Assuming overall command of federal forces in March of 1864, Lieutenant General Ulysses S. Grant organized offensives on several fronts, applying greatest pressure against the two largest Confederate armies, those of J.E. Johnston in North Georgia and Robert E. Lee in Virginia. With Sherman in charge in Georgia, Grant himself would supervise the operations of George Meade's Army of the Potomac. With Richmond as their objective, the Federals began crossing the Rapidan at Germanna and Ely's Fords on the night of May 3rd. Entering the large tract of second-growth timber known as the Wilderness, Hancock's corps was to press on through the dense woods in hopes of engaging the rebels in the open country beyond. But the rebel commander had other plans. Moving to strike the Union Army before its superior numbers of men and artillery could be brought to bear, Lee sent Ewell's corps eastward along the Turnpike and A.P. Hill's along the Plank Road. Somewhere in the dense thickets, made all but impenetrable by the spring foliage, the two armies were destined to collide in one of the bloodiest and most chaotic battles of the war.